like I didn't think that any of the. But also, I will say I didn't really listen to a lot of music.
I'm just hearing so many excuses right now. It's unbelievable how many excuses.
You just gotta own it.
Oh, I own the fact that the only music I've listened to since October/September has been really Finian.
That's true.
Just hearing just straight excuses. Look, I'll be my music. My minutes number was the lowest it's ever been. So I'm.
What was it?
It was like 23,000.
Oh, mine was like 28, dude. It's ridiculous. And Finian, of course, was like 55.
Yeah, it's 55.
Yeah, and we had some guys who were like 68,000.
Let me read you this text I got from one of my good friends. He said, "Dude, my Apple Music thing was completely weird and wrong." What does that even mean?
How are you going to call your thing wrong?
Like, you listen to the music. That's just how it works. I hate people who always... I don't understand how this happened. We are reaching the end of our show.
It is.
So you won't actually learn what is on any of our replays until 2 weeks from now when we return.
When we're back, yeah.
I hope you guys all have a great night. Signing off, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You've been listening to Instant Crush. Please stay home safely.
We'll be right back. Hey, everyone out there. Hope you all are having a good night on this crisp, damp, early winter, late fall, whatever you want to call it, evening out there. We're playing some jazz for you tonight, if you haven't noticed already. Jazz and jazz fusion, some tunes I've got queued up here for a bit of a restful, more chill night over there in Medford. Somerville, whether you're on campus or off, hope you are enjoying this weekend, this brief pause from this crazy time between Thanksgiving and the winter holidays. So, first track played for you there, Big Eater by The Bad Plus, off of their debut album, These Are the Vistas, of course with Dave King's incomparable drumming. Had the fortunate opportunity to actually play for those guys in high school, and saw them last year over at the Crystal Ballroom in Davis Square. If they ever come back in town, check them out. Awesome people, awesome guys, play some crazy music. And that next tune there was Circuits by Chris Potter off of his recent album, also called Circuits. A nice longer tune there with some great solos as well. We'll keep things rolling here with some Braxton Cook. The song is called DMV, written, of course, about the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area that Braxton Cook called home for his childhood, as did I. Kind of a meaningful piece there in that regard. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Yeah, I was hanging out in Times Square, reminiscing to the rhythm of the city. Walking up and down Broadway, checking out all them fine babes. Dances on the way to class. Birdland, jazz corner of the world. Yeah, I played with Mingus at Birdland one night. I said, Charles, can I play one with you? He said, yeah, come on, man. As long as the union don't bust us. Well, no sooner said than done. Mingus counted off Charlie Parker's Coco fast as he could play it. And man, that was fast. Well, I got off two choruses without getting too bruised. And after the set was over, James Moody came over and gave me a big hug and said, man, you made it. Made me feel real warm. Gave me the courage to keep on keeping on, Jack. Yeah. Boy, I sure felt good that night.